Chapter 8, The Great Escape.
By the time we got back to Aunt Sally's house, Tom knew everything. We decided to tell Aunt Sally that Tom was his brother, Sid. I took his suitcase and pretended it was mine. Aunt Sally was very surprised to see us both arrive, but she was so happy to have, she thought, both of her nephews with her. She put us in the same room together. That night, we went to bed early and waited until everyone else went to bed. Then we climbed out of the window. We looked around, but we didn't know where Jim was. Then Tom cried, "I know where they put Jim. He's in that shed over there." So we went to the shed and looked inside through a small window. Sure enough, there was Jim. When he saw us, he couldn't believe his eyes.
"It's Huck, and there's Tom, too,"
he cried happily. "Jim, don't worry. We know how to help you run away," I said. We explained how we could help him, and then we went back to the house. Every night, we climbed out of our window after everyone went to sleep. We dug a hole into Jim's shed so he could use it to run away. On the night we wanted to run away, we climbed out the window after everyone went to bed as usual. While we were standing in the garden behind a tree, we saw some men with guns. We knew we had to be very careful. We got to the shed, and Jim climbed out of the hole. As we climbed over the fence, the men began to shoot at us and ran after us. We ran to the river, got in our canoe, and could still hear the men's shouts. I smiled and hugged Jim. "Now you're a free man again, Jim," I said. We were all very happy, and Tom cried, "Wow, I even got a bullet in my leg." Jim and I were suddenly very worried. I took some old clothes and made a bandage for Tom's leg. He cried, "No, hurry up, there's no time." But Jim didn't want to go. He wanted to find a doctor for Tom first. Tom didn't want us to do it, but finally, I agreed with Jim. I took the canoe and went to find a doctor while Jim stayed behind with Tom. I went back into town and found a doctor. I took him to our canoe, but he saw it and said,
"This canoe is too small for two people. Tell me where your friend is. I can go and you can stay here until I return."
I agreed, but I didn't like it. I was so tired I went to sleep behind a tree. When I woke up, I saw the sun in the sky. I slept all night, and now I didn't know where the doctor was. I decided to go back to Phelps Farm and tell them everything. I thought it was the best way to help Tom. I got to the farm and saw a lot of people in the garden. Tom, Jim, and the doctor were there. The people wanted to hurt Jim, but the doctor stopped them and said,
"He may be a runaway slave, but he's a good man. He helped me with the boy's leg."
"Let's lock him in the shed so he can't run away again,"
said Uncle Silas. Tom suddenly cried, "You've no right to. Nobody can lock Jim up again, because he's not a slave anymore. He was Miss Watson's slave, and she died 2 months ago. Before she died, she made him a free man." I couldn't believe my ears, and Jim was so happy to know he was a free man. Tom told everyone everything we did and who we were. Now everyone knew everything, and we were all very happy. But there was one more thing I was still worried about. I looked at Jim and said, "What do I do now? I can't go back home because of my father. I'm sure he's got my $6,000 from Judge Thatcher."
"Don't you worry, Huck. Your father can't hurt you anymore,"
said Jim. "How do you know?" I asked.
"Remember that old houseboat we saw on the river one night? There was a dead man on the floor, and I didn't let you look at his face. I didn't let you because it was your father, Huck,"
said Jim. And so that was how our adventures came to an end. And we all got our freedom. At last.